The Small Business Administration released national data on who received a Paycheck Protection Program loan through June. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports the lack of detailed information included for smaller loans limits the ability to hold those businesses and organizations accountable.
While the names for those that received loans for more than $150,000 were reported, names for those under that amount were not disclosed. Many of the loans also left sections blank, from race and ethnicity of the business owner to how many jobs were saved with the money. Congressman Jim Banks says while it's important to understand where the money went, he has mixed feelings about the transparency of who received a PPP loan.
We had a number immediately upon releasing the list of recipients. You had, especially in the charged environment of social media, you had a lot of businesses who were targeted for receiving the PPP loans.
During the bipartisan discussion, Florida Democratic Representative Darren Soto says he believes in complete transparency and that businesses should not be concerned if they use the money appropriately. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.
Public media organizations, including some Indiana public broadcast stations, also received loans through the Paycheck Protection Program.